complete dependence upon our Lord to help us. I would ask your prayerful attention, dear friends, this afternoon to the portion of scripture we read in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 10. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus instructing his disciples in a pattern of prayer. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Dear friends, our prayers are to be very humble, acknowledging God as our Heavenly Father, who is able to supply all our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And hallowed, reverent, holy be thy name, not to be taken lightly. Dear friends, he is a holy God. He has all power. We are to live in his fear, for he does that which is his will. And who can tell what he shall do? This morning we considered in one aspect that it is his will to destroy the power of Satan, to destroy the power of evil. Dear friends, that is the will of Almighty God. We cannot enter into the mystery of that which was before the world was created, when there were those rebellious angels in heaven, as the scripture tells us in one place, and Satan and those angels were cast out, and that spirit of evil came into this creation of earth, which God had created, and has affected the lives of all mankind. And the wrath of God, the curse of God, because of sin, is experienced by all upon this earth. But the will of God, dear friends, has not been destroyed. Oh, the mysterious of his will, that he should create the things of this earth, knowing the endings from the beginning. He knew that man would sin. Christ, his Son, was appointed before the world was created, before the world began, to come and be the saviour of sinners, to destroy the power of evil within them, which is of Satan, and to establish his kingdom. A kingdom where all those whom the Father gave unto Christ his Son when he came upon this earth. Well, not when he came upon this earth, but from the beginning of creation unto the end of it, given unto Christ, that he should pay the price demanded by the holy, righteous law of God for sin. That the soul that sinneth, it shall die. He would deliver them. Oh, from that dreadful sentence of death. Yes, we shall all die in the body. But, oh, dear friends, the great evil is the death of our soul. The death of our soul to be with Satan in that dreadful place prepared for him at the day of judgment, when he will be cast into that lake of fire forever and ever and ever. Oh, dear friends, how we need to be delivered, being sinners that we are, from such a dreadful death, the second death, as it's called. And the Lord Jesus here instructs his disciples and those who were listening to him to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come." Now the Jews had their kingdom, believing in God, who had chosen them, the sons of Jacob. And they were given the promised land. It became their kingdom. The king, first of all, God himself. And then, through their desire, he permitted them to have an earthly king, Saul. And then David. And then other kings what followed on. The kingdom of Israel. But dear friends, that's not the kingdom of heaven. That's not God's kingdom. That's not the kingdom of Christ came to establish. When Jesus was to be crucified, as he was in the presence of Pilate, he says, "My kingdom is not of this world. Else would my servants fight." Pilate said, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus says, "Thou saidst it. A king, but not of this world. A spiritual kingdom. The kingdom of heaven." When John the Baptist began to preach, and Jesus began to preach, they both said the same words: "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." They were speaking directly then to the Jews that lived there in Palestine. Dear friends, they trusted in their own selves, in their own works, in their own obedience to the law, to the sacrifice for sin in bulls and lambs and goats. And as Paul testifies, that could do only with the cleansing of the flesh, the outward format of sin, that they could then, having offered their sacrifice, continued as if they were clean in the flesh before their brethren and amongst their own people, and not be counted as a sinner. But their hearts within them, their soul, dear friends, it was still sin-sick. God looketh upon the heart, not upon the outward form in that sense. Oh, they were sinners trusting in their own selves, as the Pharisees did. And they considered they were righteous. But Jesus said, "Except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven." Dear friends, it's a holy kingdom. One, there is no sin. No sin at all. Therefore, none of us are fit, are we, to enter into it. None of us can claim the status of cleanliness and sinlessness to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Thy kingdom come. Yet it was to come. Was it to be an empty kingdom? A king with no residence within it, as we might say? No. It was to be a kingdom prepared for all those whom the Father in eternity past had given to his Son, who Jesus said that he came not to call the righteous, those righteous of themselves, but sinners to repentance. He came to save his people from their sins. He came to prepare a place for them. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Now Jesus here, exhorting his disciples to pray, thy kingdom come. Oh, that way made into the eternal kingdom of heaven, to be made through a suffering Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. For there in that kingdom, nothing sinful or vile or filthy can come. Dear friends, it's a prayer, isn't it? Thy kingdom come. For Christ there to suffer, to bleed, to die, to pay the price for sin. Oh, it's a solemn prayer, isn't it? Praying that God's will shall be done. For only through God's will being done in the sacrifice of his Son could the Satan's head be bruised, his power overcome, because that death, that suffering Saviour, would pay the price for the sin of his people demanded by the law. It would be put away without the shedding of his blood, no remission of sins. But through the shedding of his blood, the payment demanded, the redemption price, there is complete remission of sins. And a soul is then complete, made perfect in Christ Jesus. Thy kingdom come. And dear friends, it did come, didn't it? Christ came, power to lay down his life, power to take it again. All the preparation for the entering of the kingdom was the removal of the sins of his people, which he bore himself. Made sin for his people, that they might be made the righteousness of God in him. And dear friends, not only his death, through which he paid the price for sin, but his resurrection. Oh, a dead Christ wasn't the way into the kingdom. That wasn't the only preparation. It was the restoring of his life from the grave, power over the consequence of sin. Death, power, the grave. To rise victorious. Oh, to give eternal life to all those for whom he died. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And through him they come to the Father. I ascend unto my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Dear friends, this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? That way into the kingdom of heaven, where there is no more sin, no more sorrow, no more sighing. Only to know the love of God. Oh, and these the fulfilling of all one's need to live in peace forevermore. Thy kingdom come. And so Christ fulfilled all his Father's will. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, we spoke this morning of the temptation. Was it this morning? How Christ was sorely tempted by Satan, when he came upon this earth to turn away from his Father's will, especially in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed to his Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, let thine be done. Oh, there was his strength. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, for the joy that he would overcome Satan, the power of evil, and destroy that power which he would have upon them, that he could no longer condemn them, because under the law of God the price had been paid. Blood had been shed, there was the death, the sacrifice for sin. I delight to do thy will, O God. That was the prophecy which Jesus spoke of, isn't it? Well, say the prophecy in the Psalms which Jesus gave to David. I delight to do thy will, O God. Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. Thy kingdom come. Dear friends, it has come. We look back to that time when Christ did suffer. He did die on Calvary's cross. He did rise again the third day. He did ascend those 40 days later back to the Father, having fulfilled all that the Father had given him to do. Now, dear friends, it's ours to receive that kingdom for ourselves, isn't it? An entrance into it. How do we receive that kingdom of ourselves? Well, what did John say when Nicodemus came to him? Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That being born again is born of the Spirit of God. Born of God. And dear friends, that being born again is a renewing within our soul. It's the knowledge of Christ's redemption for us, his righteousness. And it comes through the knowledge of what we are, our sin. Born of the Spirit, taught of the Spirit, who convinces us, shows us, reveals within us the nature of our sin and the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who obeyed his Father's will to pay the price for sin. And our longing is to hunger and thirst after his righteousness. His righteousness. For what did Jesus say at the end of this chapter we read this afternoon? This chapter 6, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first. Well, dear friends, is that the case with us here this afternoon? Is that our longing desire? To have that preparation within our hearts to enter into the kingdom? Well, what did Jesus say in one place? Well, he said, yes, the kingdom is not of this world. But the kingdom of God is within you. It's within you. It's the knowledge of Christ within you, the Saviour of sinners. And dear friends, that's being born again. When the things of this world, it grows strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. It becomes the object of our first desire. Jesus crucified for me. To know our Jesus crucified, that lovely hymn, by far excels all things beside. Oh, dear friends, where that exercise is within you, is this not then your prayer? Thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. There's complete obedience, isn't there, in heaven, to the Father's will. And dear friends, we need that will. Oh, to call sinners unto repentance here, and where that exercise is within your own heart. Oh, how you need the fulfilling of it. Yes, we may pass through a time of seeking, searching, longing, hoping. And dear friends, we're to continue in prayer, aren't we? Dear friends, this prayer is to do with the salvation of your soul. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, that every sinner, every lost sinner, given unto Christ, may be called by his grace. For we will be inquired of to do these things for us. Dear friends, it's a prayer not just for ourselves, it's a prayer for others, our loved ones, our friends, those who are laid upon our hearts. Lord, thy will be done. Oh, to bring into thy kingdom the knowledge of thy saving grace, the forgiveness of their sins, that they may have a hope of eternal life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You know, is there any better prayer than that? It's a vital prayer, isn't it? Jesus says, why do you seek after all the things of this earth? Why the essential things? What we eat and what we drink and what we are clothed with. Dear friends, if that makes up our whole desires whilst we're here upon earth, then we shan't be saved, shall we? We shall die in our flesh still desiring those things and never known any change of our heart or of our own will. You see, it's the will of God. It's that influence of his Spirit within us which changes our heart, renews our will and turns our feet. Oh, to Zion's hill, as the hymn writer puts it, to look unto Jesus. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, may it be thy will, Lord, concerning me. That's the cry of a seeking soul, isn't it? May I know the fullness of thy blessing. May I be amongst those of whom thou didst say, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. O, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Well, dear friends, what is the exercise of our hearts and our souls? Is it the coming of Christ, that new birth within, to look unto Jesus? Oh, the gift of faith to view a precious Saviour and to know it was for me, that he hung on Calvary's cross. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Dear friends, the Lord knoweth them that are his. We do not know, do we? We do not know whom the Lord's people are. Who would have said that thief at the cross of Christ, by the cross of Christ dying, was one of the Lord's whom he came to save? Oh, he'd lived his life a dreadful time. But Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Oh, what faith was given unto him to cry for the forgiveness in spite of all of his sins. And the Lord heard that prayer. He answered it. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Oh, dear friends, don't give up praying one for another, even though one may be far off in this world, very sinful, having no interest outside, as it says, the commonwealth of Israel. That's the spiritual Israel. Without God and without hope in this world. Oh, the power of prayer. Wasn't it said by Ezekiel through the word of God to him in the time of captivity of Judah? He said he would restore them again. He would make them like the Garden of Eden for them, his blessing upon them in spite of all their sins. But for this will I be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That was the will of God to be done. It was to be prayed for. And where was that kingdom to come? How was the kingdom to be restored in that day? Ezekiel had to go and preach. He had to go and prophesy upon that valley of dry bones. There was no life, there was no breath in them. And he preached, prophesied as the Lord gave it to him. And they came together, bone upon bone, and then the flesh and the sinews. And there was a great army. But there was no breath in them. There was the evidence there, but there was no breath. There was no life. And so Ezekiel was told to pray, to call for the Spirit to come and breathe upon all those lifeless bodies. And they stood up, a great army, a great company. Difference, is that not the case today? Oh, the valley of dry bones, people dead in trespasses and in sins. Dear friends, the preaching of the gospel is to go forth. Oh Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, come and may thy word have free course and be glorified, and cause many to come and be gathered together through the will of God, and under the Spirit's blessing of the word. Oh, that life to be given. Breathe a breath upon them from above. Breathe on me breath, O God. Feed me with life anew. Oh, dear friends, that's what we need, isn't it? Let us not ever forsake such a prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Breathe on me, breath of God. Oh, do give me that life within. That breath of life. Oh, it was the breath of life given unto Adam, wasn't it? In that very first day of creation, or the sixth day of creation. God breathed unto him and he became a living soul. Through sin he became a dead soul. We are born in sin and shapen in iniquity, born dead in trespasses and in sins. Through the breath of God, the breath of the Spirit, testifying of Christ, dear friends, we begin to live. Live to the truth as it is in Jesus. Have hope of eternal life, that in that last day when the judgment comes. Oh, it's all fair, my love. Oh, there's no spot in thee. Is it in Matthew, in that day of judgment? I think it's in Matthew. Then the king shall say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Oh, what a hope, what an expectation. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Well, dear friends, I trust this is the object of all of us, our first desire. We've got many desires here upon this earth, haven't we? One day we shall lose it all, we shall be having it all taken away from us. As we get older, oh, we don't enjoy the things of the world as we once did. No, naturally speaking. Because we are weaker and our minds are not so strong as they were. But dear friends, we need more than that. Oh, we need this power to be maintained within us. Looking unto Jesus, the author, finisher of our faith, given to us of God. That's made us to value the shed blood of Christ, his death, more than any other thing upon this earth. Thy kingdom come, the kingdom is within you. Thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Well, dear friends, I suppose we could look at this just briefly another way. Thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. You know, dear friends, in heaven are all those that obey the word of God. You know, this kingdom is not a democracy. This kingdom is a true kingdom. All the subjects obey, are called to obey he who is the leader, the king, over them. And our king is Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We are to obey his voice. There's no democracy which says, oh well, perhaps we should have a consultation of what might be, might do, and what might be best to do. And no. His word goes forth. His will is to be done. Dear friends, there's no negotiation. There was no negotiation, dear friends, when the Father gave your soul to Christ, and Christ suffered in your room, place, and stead. Oh, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But it wasn't. He had to drink the wrath of the Father, the wrath of the Father for sin. He had to drink it up, that you could partake of the cup of his love, his redeeming love. And then now you're bought with a price. You're not your own. You're in this wondrous kingdom, with this hope of expectation of glory. Then, dear friends, it's to you to obey, if, and not to obey is sin. Oh, how solemn to be determined to sin. The scripture speaks very, very solemnly of it. Oh, what a prayer we need, don't we? Lord, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Make me willing in the day of thy power. Oh, dear friends, there's also that prayer, isn't there? Lord, give me the wisdom to know thy will and the strength to do it. Oh, the scriptures is full, dear friends, of the statutes and the commands and the testimonies. And thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my pathway. A lamp to my feet, dear friends, is the next step you have to take, perhaps tomorrow or whatever is before you. To seek of the Lord the light upon that path, on that step. And then the pathway, everything that is before you from now on to entering into eternity. Dear friends, it's Christ is the way, the truth and the life. To cast all your care upon him, praying always. Oh, do not cease to pray. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. What about his sovereign will? Oh, dear friends, there's many in the scriptures we read, don't we, who were called to walk the sovereign will of God. In the Old Testament, Moses was to lead the children of Israel. We read of David, he was called to be the king of Israel. We read in the New Testament of those who were called to be the disciples of Jesus. Called, he says, ye have not chosen me, I have chosen you. I have loved you. He loved them unto the end. He gave his life for them. And oh, Peter, oh, when he says, lovest thou me more than these, more than perhaps the rest of the disciples, because of the sin the Lord had forgiven him in denying him with oaths and curses. Lovest thou me more than these? Follow me, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Oh, dear friends, a direction in the way that he should go. Dear friends, we're not all called to the ministry, no. But the Lord will have his people go in the way that he would have them go. His revealed will, and maybe at times his sovereign will. Oh, make me willing, Lord, in the day of thy power. And as we had this morning, oh dear friends, in the word of God, all the accounts that are written concerning those whom the Lord used, all those accounts how he never left them nor forsook them. No, those accounts are given for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. See how the Lord dealt with them in times of troubles and in joys. But the praises of my God shall still my heart and tongue employ. Dear friends, you might have in your reference in your margin against this text. I don't know if it is in this one, but in one of my Bibles, it had got Psalms 145 to 150. And each one of those Psalms begins with praise. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. There's only praise to the Lord in heaven, isn't there? And what praise do we give to the Lord upon earth? Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. There's his praise. In the way he would have us go, through times of troubles and of joys. Yes, the praises of my God shall still my heart and tongue employ. Dear friends, that's the way of the kingdom. Step by step. Looking unto Jesus, who hath done all things for us, to be kept in the way everlasting, him to lead us in the way that goes to that city of habitation, that city, that new Jerusalem, not built with hands, but is prepared in the heavens for all those for whom Christ died. Oh, dear friends, is it your object to be there? Then it's the object of your first desire, Jesus crucified for you, to be known within your own heart. That kingdom he hath prepared, the hope of it, to be shed abroad in your heart. Thy kingdom come within us, and thy will be done by us. Oh, dear friends, these are the things which should occupy our hearts and our minds daily. For it's by these things we know whether we are his or whether we are not. Then let us continue in prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, that we be made true followers of Jesus, seeking his will to be done. Or as the hymn writer puts it, obey his voice and all his will esteem. You know, that my soul could love and praise him more. Dear friends, is that applicable to you? Oh, I hope it is. I trust it is. All of us who gather together here, looking unto Jesus, praising his name, knowing what he has done for our soul, believing by faith, hoping of eternal life. The Lord bless his word and help us to continue in that way everlasting, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen.